This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Jim McCrell, and you're listening to TV Confidential, and you might learn something.
You know, love, you know, it's an intense feeling of affection and concern toward another human being. Me, I haven't been in love.
Come on, man, not that speech again, please.
I am doing this to honor them.
I can't go through with it. I'm sorry, I thought I could.
Come on, hon, I love you.
I love you too, but I want out. I want out of all of it.
Ed Robertson with a reminder that Rosalind Kind will join us later on in the hour. We'll be able to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we'll open up our second hour by welcoming actress, producer, and novelist Nicole Arlen. Nicole currently stars as a retired killer in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, which is available now for viewing on demand on many streaming platforms. Nicole also has several other movies in the works. Plus, she has written 26 novels, including the popular youth fantasy novel series, The Sugar Spear Chronicles. Our conversation with Nicole was recorded in September 2023, a few weeks before the settlement of both the Writers Guild strike and the SAG after strike. With that in mind, we began our conversation by telling Nicole, I'm not an actor, but one thing I've learned from talking to actors during COVID is that sometimes when you face an imposed shutdown, such as you're facing both with the Screenwriters Guild and with the Actors Guild, it can be an opportunity to tap into other parts of your creativity. And
oh my God, exactly.
Well, and I was going to say, you being a hyphenate, you're in a pretty good position to do that.
As we speak, I'm not kidding you, as we speak, I started a production company and my son and I have been busting out screenplays like you can't even imagine. You can't imagine how much work we're doing right now to make our own projects.
For benefit of those who have not seen Nicole's website, her son is 6 years old. And he's already done three films, hasn't he?
Yes, he's actually a little bit older than that. He started at 5 years old making films, award-winning films, and now he just turned 9.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like yesterday because it was the height of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was the beginning of it when he started making films. And then we've just been going with that. And so he has so many features that he's written and great things happening with that. But he's also an actor like myself. So we've joined forces and started a production company. And we have wonderful projects in the works.
You can learn more about that production company, which is called Bird in the Wild Productions. You can learn about that and more by going to NicoleArlen.com. And Arlen is A-R-L-Y-N, NicoleArlen.com. It's interesting, your son who just turned 9, he's been immersed in film since he was small. He's also written some music. In that respect, I've read, I don't know whether this is true or not, I've read that you made your film debut when you were 6 months old, so early talent and creativity runs deep in your family, doesn't it?
It does. I did a movie at 6 years old. Philip Marshak was the director, and he ended up being this very obscure but cult film legendary guy that people have written novels about him, and I've been interviewed about working with him, but I don't remember because I was 6 months old. But apparently I hit my mark because I had to cry, on camera, and I did it. I did it at the time. It was really great. So, and also Gio's father, who lives in Rome, started at 8 years old professionally as a musician. Literally 8 years old, he was on tour.
Okay, all right,
it runs in the blood, yeah.
It certainly runs in the blood, and you had that early experience as an infant. At one point, did you decide, I want to pursue a career in the film industry?
Well, it was always in my heart, but it was about the time I was in Paris, and I did a movie there, just randomly was asked to be in a movie, and it was always inside of me, but then I decided, I guess I was about 19, and I knew I needed training for it. So then I ended up at the Neighborhood Playhouse, and I just made a full throttle commitment. I had done a lot of stuff also as a child, modeling and school plays and all that stuff. But professionally, it was really when I went to the Neighborhood Playhouse.
The Neighborhood Playhouse, folks, that is the acting school where Dustin Hoffman, James Caan, Christopher Lloyd, Dabney Coleman, Gregory Peck, many, many other stars that you've heard of, that you know of, they all learned their craft at the Neighborhood Playhouse. So that's a nice bunch of alumni to be associated, to have that part of your legacy.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. That place is just home to me. It was extraordinary. It was the first time I realized I can be everything that I wanted to be, and in a professional environment that was full of other actors and amazing teachers.
On the line with us is Nicole Arlen. Nicole's film credits include The Wedding Planner, Chinese Whispers, Lunch Break, Greasewood Flats, Brooklyn Bound, and Love Don't Fade Away. Nicole currently stars in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, which is available now, viewing on demand, many streaming platforms. For more on Nicole, Nicole Arlen, A-R-L-Y-N, NicoleArlen.com. For those who have not seen Till Death Do Us Part, what can you tell us about the film?
The film is like it's very Tarantino-esque, Kill Bill film about a woman protagonist who decides that she doesn't want to marry a man on the groom on her wedding day, and she is part of a killer group, and so they come after her, and she fights them all off. And I play Jason Patrick's wife, who I'm an ex killer as well, trying to sort of talk her out of that lifestyle.
So when you say a killer group, you're not killing; it's a group of killers.
It's a group of killers, and it's kind of a dark comedy.
What do you look for when a part comes your way? And as an actress, how do you prepare to play someone whose background, whose morals, whose ethics are far removed from your own?
Well, first, it's all joyful. So acting is like it's so much fun, and I look for things that I can do things in the film that I couldn't do in life. And also the actors that I'm working with, I love to work with amazing actors. This one has Jason Patrick, so that was like a no-brainer. I didn't even know much about the character. I just knew I was going to be Jason Patrick's wife, and I was like a really big fan of him. So I just said, of course I'll do it, no matter what the role is. But I love playing quirky, very offbeat. Again, just things that you can express in a character that you could not do in life. That's my greatest love of being an actress. Just having fun and exploring interesting characters. There's no real limit to that.
There is no real limit to that. One of the other actors that you've worked with, I consider him one of my favorite actors because I remember his work in The Sopranos. You worked with Michael Imperioli on the stage, didn't you?
I did, and I was very young when I did that one, too. And that was wonderful. That was great. We did that in New York City.
Do you consider yourself an actress who also writes, a writer who also acts, or someone who happens to have the skill of both?
That's an amazing question that I've been searching all these years. Which comes first? I don't know. I couldn't do my life without both of them. Mm-hmm. I really couldn't. They seem like they're just married to each other. I think acting and writing, especially for me, it was always the same thing I just said. It was just a place where you can live in a world that you couldn't live in real life. That's what those two things represent. So it's both. As somebody who does both fully.
She is someone who does both fully. That is writing and actress. Nicole Arlen on the line with us. Nicole currently stars in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, available now, viewing on demand, many streaming platforms.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hello, this is Louis Bourdon. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Let me ask you this, Nicole. Does your experience as a writer help you as an actress in terms of developing the character, or do you consider those two totally different skill sets?
They're totally the same skill sets in terms of finding the deep voice, motivations of characters, why they say things, what's going on in the root of them. It's the same sort of thing. I think directing is very similar as well. I just think they're so connected. I think also music is connected. It's just searching for what's at the bottom of everything and expressing that thing. And the difference, though, with writing is that you're very, very alone. You have to be isolated, in my opinion. And of course, unless you have a partner or a group on it, which I usually don't. Writing is very isolating, and acting, you need the other people to work. That's the only difference. But the voice and the search and the finding and the expression of it is very much the same.
Yeah, and I can say from my own experience that, well, I sometimes collaborate with other people, but more often than not, I do the heavy lifting myself. And when I'm immersed in writing or editing something, it helps to have a life partner who you can talk about things with, but it could be challenging if your life partner is a little different than you and doesn't always understand that you need to isolate yourself and withdraw in order to do your work as a writer.
Yes, you do. In fact, I did that for almost a year. I withdrew myself to write a lot of novels because I felt like I couldn't get them out being in New York City at the time. But again, acting is the need to connect with others. So they're very, very different in that way, but the work is the same, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Right now, Nicole is connecting with you and me on the telephone. She currently stars, Nicole Arlen, currently stars in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, available now. Viewing on demand, many streaming platforms. She can also be seen in the romantic short Love Don't Fade Away and the horror film Wolf Mountain. You can learn more about Nicole, Nicole Arlen, A-R-L-Y-N, Nicole Arlen, .com. You've written 26 novels, if I have my math correct, mostly in the fantasy genre, youth fantasy genre, although I understand you recently wrote a noir novel called Gigi's Room. What drew you to those particular genres, Nicole?
Oh, I just love fantasy novels, and I love, like, all different... I've loved that genre all my life, and I think also I write probably like I did when I was a child, and I love all those worlds and the freedom that you can have exploring those worlds and those characters. And I think it just took me in. It was like, it just sucked me in, those books that I wrote. The Gigi's Room was more about my mother's childhood, mm-hmm. In Brooklyn, and a woman that was renting out a room in the house that she was living in, that she grew up in. But I wrote the collection of the books are called the Sugar Spear Chronicles, and that was really just, I think all those books were just inside of me, and I just had to get them out, and I couldn't stop writing.
Every writer has a process. No process is the same for any two different writers. When you write one of your novels, whether it's for the Sugar Spear series or when you wrote Gigi's Room, do you start with an outline or some bullet points of where you want to go, or do you start with the blank screen, or is it a combination of both depending on what part of the novel you're writing?
That's another really good question. I start with a blank, the beautiful blank screen. I am a big mess. I write completely from my heart. I write completely from my feelings. I write completely from what I see following the character. So it goes back to acting. Like, what would the character do next? And I'm really just following them through the story. So there's no outline. And I think that's what the same thing I love about acting and writing is just finding out who the character is. So everything I've done is really a big mess.
It starts as a mess, but then it was Stephen King, I believe, who said this, all writing is editing. You know, you have to start you have to get the mess out on the page, and then you start fine-tuning it to take out the parts that get in the way of the story that you want to tell.
Yes, and that's where editing comes in. It's like so much fun once it's all down on the page, and then like to fix it. I think that's so much fun.
Nicole Arlen currently stars in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, available viewing on demand, many streaming platforms. She can also be seen in Love Don't Fade Away and the horror film Wolf Mountain. Before I forget, for those who haven't seen Love Don't Fade Away or Wolf Mountain, what can you tell us about those movies?
Love Don't Fade Away, I star with Ronnie Marmo, who is an incredible actor from The Sopranos and the Lenny Bruce shows. And it's just about a couple in Connecticut who... they're falling apart financially. The husband can't maintain their lifestyle. And so it's also fantasy where he dreams that he finds a treasure chest. And it's really about love. And I play a wife who stands by her husband. And I like that role. I think it's a beautiful story about love.
What are you working on next?
I'm building my film production company. We are going to be producing a movie called The Music Movie. It's a feature script, and we have my son wrote it for Al Pacino.
And
we have some scripts out to some other people as well. So because of the strike right now, like you were saying, we are doing our own projects.
Well, as I say, no one ever wants to have their work shut down, but that is part of what you sign up for in any profession. But just to put a bow on what we said before, you happen to be in a good position because you have more than one skill set. And so while the strike plays itself out, you're able to pursue other things, including your publishing career and your production career. And that's a good position to be in.
It really is. It's been wonderful for my son and I, because it has, not that it's wonderful, it's a terrible thing.
No, I know what you mean, but in terms of the time you're able to spend together.
It was like what I was saying before about the beginning of the quarantine. If my child was still in school at that point, and I wouldn't have known all these gifts and things and desires that he wants to do. And it's the same kind of now, like, because of the shutdown, you start to look at yourself and see, what do I really want to say? Mm-hmm. What do I have to bring? I'm not going to wait around as an actor or a writer for things that I can't rely on. They'll come, but what can I bring? What can I do? How can I actually give people jobs? How can I build what we're here for? And so we're completely doing that right now. Instead of looking towards the outside, we're generating things and stories from the inside.
Nicole, you're a very interesting person. I hope you'll come back and visit us one of these days on TV Confidential.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much for having me. I love talking about these things.
My pleasure. Nicole Arlen currently stars in the action thriller Till Death Do Us Part, available for viewing on demand on many streaming platforms. She can also be seen in the romantic short Love Don't Fade Away and the horror film Wolf Mountain. Our conversation with Nicole was recorded in September 2023 before the settlement of the WGA and SAG-AFTRA strikes. You can follow Nicole Arlen, A-R-L-Y-N, NicoleArlen.com. Rosalind Kine will join us when we come back on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.